A report out today by independent researchers finds that in the past 52 years, 4% of Roman Catholic clergy have been accused of sexual abuse of minors. The study by the John Jay College of Criminal Justice shows that the alleged victims were generally under the age of 13. After that study was released, a group of prominent lay Catholics released another critical report, which called the failure of the bishops shameful. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Karen Terry, the criminologist who headed the study, wasted no time in getting to the sometimes shocking statistics. Nearly 4,400 priests have been accused of abusing more than 10,600 minors in the past half century. 4 out of 5 times, she said, the incidents involved boys.
If you look at the age of the victims at the time of the abuse, the average age was 12.6. The most common category was 11 to 14-year-old males.
The charts and tables flashed up on a screen. They itemized the types of abuse. For example, 13% of the boys were allegedly raped, and they listed the ways in which the priests attracted their victims.
Here you can see some of the enticements that were offered to the victims in order to participate in the sexual abuse. A lot of the alleged victims were provided with alcohol or drugs. Some were given money or offered other such enticements.
Such as the chance to stay up late or to drive a car. According to the study, the number of allegations ballooned in the 1970s and peaked in 1980. Researchers found that fully 10% of priests who were ordained in 1970 were accused of abusing a minor. They did not theorize as to why the abuse spiked, saying this would require more study. It appears that the number of allegations fell steadily after 1980, although both researchers and church officials said those numbers are likely to rise, since it can take years for a victim to come forward. On the heels of the John Jay study came a highly critical report by the National Review Board, a group of prominent Catholics. The report is a preliminary look at how this phenomenon could happen. Attorney Robert Bennett, who oversaw the report, said two reasons rose to the surface. First, he said, the church did not adequately screen candidates for priesthood before they went to seminary.
We found that many dysfunctional and psychosexually immature men were admitted into seminaries and orders ordained in the priesthood.
And, he said, seminarians were not prepared for a lifetime of celibacy. The review board recommends looking into the roles of celibacy and homosexuality in the crisis. Bennett was particularly critical of the bishops, who he said often looked the other way when they heard allegations of abuse. He said often bishops chose to believe the priest and not the alleged victim.
Because after all, how could Father so-and-so, who is Christ on earth, how could he have done such a dreadful and an awful, awful thing?
He also criticized the bishops for thinking more about lawsuits than victims, noting that a bishop is not the risk assessment manager of an insurance company. Later, Bishop Wilton Gregory, the president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, apologized for the pain the church has caused victims and their families.
As far as it is humanly possible to know such things, I assure you that known offenders are not in the ministry.
Gregory said since the latest scandal broke in 2002, the church has removed 700 priests from ministry. He said the church has put in place procedures to make sure children are safe with their priests, such as the policy to remove priests from ministry if they are credibly accused of even one violation. Victims groups were not satisfied. They noted that the John Jay researchers had to rely on the bishops to supply information for the report. They also said the report did not give the information that people really want, that is, the name of the priest in their parish who has been accused of abuse. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News, Washington.